AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Greeks crowded outside banks in Athens on Friday as they tried to withdraw their maximum, about $67 a day. The banks have been closed since Monday. The prime minister has called for a Sunday referendum, asking Greeks whether they should accept creditor reform proposals in return for vitally needed bailout funds. He's pushing a no vote.
The no vote says this is to reject austerity and to reject further pension and salary cuts, and that by voting no, Greeks will be putting the government in a better negotiating position. The Yes campaign says if Greeks vote no and they reject these proposals, they will effectively be voting themselves out of the Eurozone.
AP correspondent Elena Bekatoros in Athens. Palestinian Authority forces have arrested 100 Hamas members in the West Bank in the biggest raid of its kind in years. A Hamas spokesman says the arrests were meant to stop the recent spate of deadly Palestinian attacks against Israelis. NASA says a Russian cargo ship has blasted off from the Baikonur launch pad in Kazakhstan. The countdown coming from the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
Liftoff of the 60th Progress resupply vehicle en route to the International Space Station.
The ship is carrying 2.4 metric tons of fuel, oxygen, water, food, and other supplies for the space station crew. The previous Progress launch in April ended in failure. On Sunday, a U.S. supply mission failed too when a SpaceX rocket broke apart. More than 400 deaths are expected on the roads this 4th of July weekend. Debbie Hirschman with the National Safety Council.
It's supposed to be a holiday time where people are sharing experiences with their family. So we need to make sure that we slow down, shut off our phones, wear our seatbelts, and designate a non-drinking driver to get the most out of this holiday weekend.
This is AP Radio News. Don't look for there to be a U.S. ambassador to Cuba anytime soon. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
A day after the administration announced plans to open an embassy in Cuba, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP-controlled Senate probably won't confirm anyone to be ambassador. In remarks at a Chamber of Commerce event in Lexington, Kentucky, McConnell also reiterated GOP opposition to lifting the trade embargo. He called Cuba a thuggish regime that's become a haven for criminals fleeing prosecution in the U.S. He also says he has seen no evidence that normalizing relations with Cuba has changed its behavior toward the U.S. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A cyclist from Brazil taking part in the World Police and Fire Games died after being in a chain reaction collision during time trials in a Northern Virginia park. Two other cyclists injured in the collision are in critical condition. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.